Ever wish there was like a shortcut to strength training? You know, a way to get amazing results without practically living at the gym.
Well, get ready to flex those mental muscles because today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of minimal dose resistance training.
Minimal dose. So we're talking like the absolute minimum effort for maximum strength gains.
You got it. And to unpack all of this, we've got a groundbreaking research study on our hands, one that followed over 14,000 people.
Wait, 14,000 people? Okay, now that gets my attention. But before we get into those long-term findings, let's break down what minimal dose actually means. I mean, in this context.
So minimal dose in this study meant one single set of six exercises, performed once a week, to the point where you literally can't do another rep. We're talking about hitting that sweet spot of muscle fatigue, but just once a week.
Hold on, did I hear that right? Just one set, once a week.
You heard correctly. They use Nautilus machines for this. Things like leg presses and chest presses to make sure everyone was using the same equipment and movements.
Okay, so it's standardized.
Exactly. We can delve into the specifics of the workout later, but the point is, it was designed to be short, simple, something anyone could fit into their routine, no matter how busy they are.
That's fascinating because it really challenges the idea that you need to be spending like hours at the gym to see results.
Right.
But I have to ask, does this bare bones approach actually lead to noticeable strength gains?
That's the million-dollar question. And the study results were, well, they were pretty remarkable. Most people saw a 30 to 50% increase in strength after just 1 year of this minimal dose routine.
Wait, a 30 to 50% increase? That's incredible. You know, I think a lot of us, myself included, we assume that we need to be hitting the gym multiple times a week to see that kind of progress.
It really flips the script on conventional workout wisdom. But what's even more impressive is what happened after that initial year.
Okay, I'm hooked. Did those gains keep like skyrocketing? Did they plateau? Tell me everything.
Well, while the gains didn't continue at that same rate forever, what we see is this remarkable plateau effect. And that might sound like a bad thing, but it's actually quite significant.
Okay, let's unpack this plateau because I have a feeling you're about to drop some serious knowledge bombs here.
Essentially, what the research found is that while strength gains did eventually level off, this typically didn't happen until around the 1 to 2 year mark.
So for a whole year, maybe even two, you're seeing these amazing strength improvements, and then things kind of stabilize.
Exactly. And remember, that's 1 to 2 years of significant progress with just one workout a week. And here's the really crucial point. After that plateau, the research shows that participants maintain those strength gains for years.
Now that's what I'm talking about. We're always hearing about how we naturally lose muscle and strength as we age. This almost sounds too good to be true.
It's easy to focus on the gains part of strength training, but maintaining what you've built is just as important, especially as we get older. This minimal dose approach suggests it might be a viable way to combat that age-related decline and stay, functional and independent for longer.
So it's not just about lifting heavier weights.
Right.
It's about living a healthier, more capable life.
Exactly.
That's a powerful message. But you mentioned earlier that there was some variation in how people responded to this minimal dose program.
That's right. While the average person saw those strength gains plateau around the 26 to 31 week mark, there was a range. Some people plateaued a bit earlier, some later.
Okay.
It highlights the fact that we all have different, starting points, genetics, training histories, things like that.
So even though there's a general pattern,
Yeah.
individual results can vary.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Now, I have to know, what did this minimal dose workout actually look like in practice? Can you walk me through it?
Sure. Imagine this. You walk into the gym, and instead of the usual chaos, it's calm, quiet, climate controlled, no distractions, just you, a trainer, and the smooth resistance of those Nautilus machines. You start with something like a leg press. The trainer helps you select a challenging weight, one that's tough but doable, and then.
Wait a minute, they chose the weight for you.
Exactly. That was key to their standardized approach.
Oh, okay.
They wanted to eliminate any guesswork and ensure everyone was consistently training to true muscle failure.
Interesting. So no more awkwardly loading up the leg press, hoping you've chosen the right weight. Okay, so I'm on the leg press, feeling the burn. What's next?
Well, get ready for a slow burn. Instead of rushing through reps, you're lifting for a count of 10 seconds and then lowering for another 10 seconds.
Oh, wow.
This keeps your muscles under constant tension, maximizing that minimal effort.
Ouch. I can practically feel my quads screaming just thinking about it.
You continue like this until you physically can't do another rep with good form. That's your signal to move on to the next exercise. You have about 20 seconds of rest between each exercise.
Okay.
Then you'd repeat that same process, one set to failure on a few other machines, targeting different muscle groups. Things like chest presses, pull downs, abdominal work, back extensions, that sort of thing.
So it's not just about lifting heavy. It's about that slow, controlled movement and really feeling the burn.
Exactly.
And the whole routine takes less than 20 minutes. That's incredible.
Remember, it's just once a week.
Yeah.
The idea is to maximize the impact of that one session and then give your body a full week to, you know, recover and rebuild.
This is revolutionizing my entire perception of strength training. You really don't need to spend hours in the gym to see results.
It seems that way, yeah.
But let's talk about those long-term limits.
Okay.
You mentioned there's a point where, even with consistent effort, strength gains level off.
Right.
Does that mean we're all destined to hit a strength ceiling eventually?
It's a question that has fascinated exercise scientists for years. While this study provides incredible insight, it doesn't have all the answers.
So what can this research tell us about those long-term limitations? Is there hope for us overachievers who want to keep pushing the boundaries?
This is where things get really interesting. While this minimal dose approach might lead to a plateau after a year or two, the study suggests that it might be possible to bust through that plateau by switching things up.
Bust through the plateau. Okay, you can't just drop a tantalizing phrase like that and not elaborate. How do we do it? Spill the secrets.
Well, the researchers suggest that shifting from this generalized mental dose routine to something more, you know, specialized might be the key to unlocking further gains.
Interesting. So after you've built a solid strength foundation with that one-size-fits-all approach,
right,
you might need to get a bit more targeted.
Precisely. Think of it like this. Once you've mastered the basics, you often need a more nuanced approach to keep progressing. The study authors give the example of transitioning into something like powerlifting.
That makes sense. Powerlifting focuses on those compound movements, squats, deadlifts, bench presses, and really pushing your limits in those specific lifts.
Exactly. And while the study itself didn't directly test this, their findings suggest that even if you hit a plateau with minimal dose, shifting to a more specialized form of training might be the ticket to continued progress.
It's like graduating from strength training 101 to something more advanced, focusing on specific goals.
Right.
But this begs the question, is there a limit to how strong we can get, even with specialized training? Or can we keep breaking through those plateaus indefinitely?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like reaching for the ever-elusive fitness horizon. This research gives us incredible clues about maximizing our strength potential, but there's still so much we don't know.
I guess that's what keeps things exciting. There's always more to discover and explore in the world of fitness. Now, we've been laser-focused on strength gains, but what about the other benefits of resistance training? Did this study look at things like muscle growth or changes in body composition?
This particular study primarily focused on strength, using the amount of weight lifted as the main measure. They didn't dive into those other aspects this time around.
Fair enough. It sounds like we've got another deep dive in the making.
Definitely.
But even with this singular focus, we've uncovered some pretty groundbreaking stuff.
Absolutely. I think the key takeaway here is the power of consistency over intensity. Finding a sustainable approach, even something as minimal as one dedicated workout a week, can have a profound impact on your strength and long-term health.
It's a great reminder that we don't need to turn our lives upside down to reap the benefits of strength training. Consistency, even in small doses, is where the magic happens. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling incredibly inspired to rethink my own fitness routine. What about you out there? What resonated with you the most? Let us know your thoughts, and until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.